So this is where you are, player two. I retreated to my secret lair of Mountain Dew and Cheerios. It's what I'd like to say, but reality is a little more harsh than that. I wouldn't call myself fine. Not really. But I wouldn't say I'm the dregs of society either. A lot of what I do feels like it was all for nothing. Of course you would celebrate my birthday. I'm fine. Just some lingering issues. Why did you stick by me through everything? You were always so stubborn, player two. The way that we did things may not have been perfect, but I enjoyed geeking out with you. I don't want it to end. To be honest, more than losing, what scares me is that playing my last game with you. I don't care if it's immature. I didn't get a childhood. I never got to be anything but a lonely kid who hated the world. And now here I am, picking up the pieces while you always say the nicest things. At the very moment I need it not to lose my mind. Only you could pull that off. Feels less like the League of Villains is what we originally set out to be. More like a band that everyone forgot. Something where it's friends. I can't help but smile. Not because I think things are going exceptionally well. They're not. Maybe they never will. But because even if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't mind failing with you just to have another game. You're stupid for that. Always trusting me to a fault. Don't be like that. You know better than to trust someone like me. You know what happens because of it if you're not. You want me to admit defeat? Huh. You didn't have to. I see. You wanted me to have something to celebrate. Even if I try and make people forget it. It's not that I hate my birthday, but it brings back things I... my family. I miss them. Pathetic, I know. To have gone so far down the drain just to have a hint of humanity. Idiot. You can't go hugging me like that. You'll just make me remember everything. I never said I hate your hugs. I don't. They hold me together, even when I don't want to be. You have such a simple view of the world. I envy that, you know. I want to as well. I'm sick and tired of always being the bad guy. I'm not a monster anymore, as much as I'd like to admit the other side was right. Just once, I almost envy monsters. I always did. They don't have to feel what it's like to have these feelings. And I know player two. We've had good times too. I could never take away from that. It's just... you're the only one who fights for me. The way you do, it holds me together. And sometimes that's painful. It's easier to snap. Without you, I'd have no one to play games with. You humanized me when no one else gave me a chance. I've always loved and hated you for it. I've always seen you as the antithesis of me. Someone who wandered into the hornet's nest and didn't get stung. You've seen the worst of society. You defended me. You took me to places I never thought I could go, feeling things that I never thought were for me. Those late night gaming sessions, those stupid dead MMOs we played, the way that we would geek out on what fighter game combos would work, down to trivia. Fucking trivia. Player two. I could have never stayed sane this long without you. I could have never felt half the things I do today without you being there and actually giving a shit about me. I want to matter too. Already do. You would say something so kind. Not kind. And what do you mean? It's just the truth. Only you think that way. I know the others. We're like a family. But it doesn't mean that the darkness just goes away, that the pain stops hurting. How are you okay with being with someone who's been a monster? How did you forgive me when I can't even forgive myself? Damn it. Feelings are such a bitch. Because they mean facing down all the things you weren't. Facing down everything you thought you had to be. Just to swallow the hard pill. The bitter pill. The painful one. I still have to face it. I killed them. Accidental or not. I ended the lives of my family. It does something to someone so young. You brought back. You resurrected me. from something that should have been impossible. The midst of battle, a battle res of some sort. You managed to heal me up. Let me find a purpose and even care whether I live or die. You even let me feel what true love feels like. Like a gaming sesh all night lock-in. But even then, I'd give them all up just for you. Don't get me wrong, you're never asking me to do that. Because I love playing games with you. And you'd be just as miserable as me. And I don't fancy us both being lost without any games. What better way to distract us from all of our character flaws and problems than drowning it in endless grinding and... Maybe you're right. Maybe the one thing I didn't account for is the fact that you... After everything... You never once gave up, and you probably never will. A stubborn optimist in a world of anything but. I love you, player two. There isn't any other way to say it. I fucking love you, player two. And that is the hardest thing for me to say. Not because you're hard to love, you little fool. Because you're too good for me. I have to say it, I'm being honest with you. Yeah, the big bad Tilmora always had an inferiority complex because I hated what I did. I still can't find the words. But you find them for me. I need you. And if I need to ugly cry, you're the only one who gets to see it. If I go to the game over screen and I lose a hardcore character after 50 fucking days, you're the one who I come to, who I trust the most. I need you. More than I need anything. Fuck the world. I know it's shallow to say, but fuck the damn world. I don't need them. They're not the focus. And I'd give up my life of crime just to live in a stupid little flat with you, playing games all day with money we don't have. I'd rather struggle like that than ever see it end. And I don't care who comes to try and stop that little happiness. I won't let them. My hands have only ever hurt people. But I won't let them win. Down to the stupid way I have to hold controllers. I don't care. It's worth it if you're there. I just don't think I have the guts to do it on my own. I don't want to even think about it. So don't you dare make me, idiot. You're too special to lose. What's the fucking point if I don't have my player too? At the end of the day, I'm still that deeply scarred, deeply traumatized kid that's just
cosplaying the big, bad, evil guy. So I won't have to feel like I'm still in that moment, still reliving it. You're the only time I don't. The only time I get away from it is when I'm genuinely enjoying life with you. And it scares me, it does, because you're not supposed to get away from your traumas like that. You're not supposed to be happy when they're dead because of you. I know. You always were good at getting the charity case. Don't make the same mistake as me. Do what makes you happy. Even if it's hard to. Some part of me wonders if they'd forgive me. And even on my birthday, I can't stop thinking about it. And you just always know how to break me down and build me back up again. You're not just someone I love. You're my whole world. Just like the rest of the world, I don't know how to face you sometimes. And even the friends, the ragtag family that doesn't give a shit about blood that I've made along the way. I don't want to lose anyone else. That's why I'd do anything. Enjoy my birthday. Easier said than done. But I get it. I do. I love you. I love you, and those words, they're the easiest ones to say. Because nothing in my whole life is truer than you. And even as my eyes are all puffy and my voice is broken, I'd scream it to the heavens that I love you. That I need you. That for all my faults, for all my sins, I want to be your most important. The one who gets to make you smile, make you happy. I'm greedy, I know. When you're raised by a monster and you realize it halfway through, after there's blood and dust on your hands, something breaks, it snaps. It's not easy to ever unbreak it if you even can in the first place. What else was there but to drown in it? To try and find something, anything, that I didn't have to be guilty for doing. It sounds stupid, but you are my sanctuary. You are my hope. Something that tastes like ash in my mouth sometimes. Whenever I think of the word hope, I think back to that fateful day. He doesn't even know that I know. He's the one that started it all.
That's only half an excuse. I should have known better too. A monster isn't a monster at the end of the day because just their actions. It's hard to be one. Painful, sad. I don't think anyone really wants to. They just feel trapped in that box. And while I'll never forgive him, while Sensei must pay, I'm more concerned with us. What do you want me to mean to you? I'll never, not in a million years, let go of these arms of yours, this waist of yours, this life of yours. It's everything to me. In a sick, twisted way, it is a happy birthday. Because nothing makes me happier than you. Come here. I won't let you go. No matter what. No matter who, no matter why. So long as you'll be my player too. I'll carry you through any game. I'll be that pillar of love that I never had. When things started, I was always scared of saying goodbye. Can you promise you won't let that happen? However unreasonable it is. I can accept that. I trust you. And I love you. More than someone can ever love another. Because you're my whole world. And I don't just mean that in some cheesy, stupid line. You really are. When everything crumbled to dust, I never thought I would smile again. But I did. From my heart. And it's all thanks to you. That I could even hope or pray for a future. Words aren't enough. Neither are these stupid, destructive hands. But hey, at least I'm getting better at having my pinky out while holding you. Like that stupid SpongeBob episode. The fun things you've shown me, they saved me too. You'll never get the credit for being the hero that you are. But to me, there is no one, and there never will be another that could be my hero. The word tastes so bad in my mouth, but not when I think about you. You're not a hypocrite. You're not a monster like some of them. You're a true bona fide savior. And I love you for it. I love you. I love you so much. You're not allowed to change or leave. Ever, got it? It's right on the contract for being my player too. Never. Never, ever, ever, ever. Won't be these stupid, geeky little shits for life. Deal. Deal. Sealed with a kiss. Like our own twisted, fucked up fairy tale. Be mine.